It's been a good week of work here. We got four good practices in, and the guys are competing. They got good energy, and we're excited for next week to get here. It's your time.
You're expecting Charles back next week?
Yeah.
And your two rookies as well, just double-checking on them.
Right, they'll be here. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Coach, two weeks ago you had mentioned that Eric Berry was going to have look at his test results. Did you get any updates on that?
Have not, no. Actually, that probably won't happen here for – he had a meeting with the doctors, and then he's got to get a – you know, they finish up with – the meeting, the initial meeting that I told you guys about was to give them answers to what, you know, what's next. It's really this next meeting that they do that. So, and that's within, they normally do that, I believe, after that meeting that I mentioned to you. It was normally 3 weeks after that. So, yeah, we're getting right about that time.
What kind of progression are you expecting to see next week at minicamp, Andy? In terms of level of play and things?
Yeah, I think we'll just continue to progress from where we're at right now. That's it's really, this whole thing is a mini camp. That's just a mandatory one. So I would expect the guys continue to grow in the offense and the defense, special teams. It'll be good to get the two young guys in, the corners in, and then they've got a lot of work ahead of them. So.
What kinds of things do you look at from a 3 weeks of practice like this to say, hey, we're a better team now than we were 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, it's more of an understanding of how the guys progress offensively and defense, a better understanding of the offense and defense. And you want to see a third year progression for the guys that have been here 3 years. And then what kind of shape they're in. You know, this gives you a pretty good idea. They're out here. The heat kind of jumped on us and quickly. And we were able to practice in it, I thought, very well and functioned very well. So looks like they're a pretty well-conditioned team and we'll see. You know, we've got to get the pads on here eventually and camp.
Is this one of your more efficient practices as far as a passing game goes? Because you guys were a little bit more in sync today than the other ones you've seen.
I don't know about that. They did okay. I thought both sides challenged each other. You know, but I wasn't sure that – I don't know how the stats turned out.
What do you think of the growth that Laurent Duvernay-Tardif has made? Football player, you guys are working him in. You're giving us some shots.
I think he's progressed quite a bit from his rookie year. A lot of his is the understanding of the game, yeah. And playing at this level. He's very strong and athletic, and he's smart. It's just a matter with him, like I mentioned back then, last year, is reps. Just increase every rep he gets better with. So, but he's a good football player.
How big was technique for him too, as well? Just trying to learn the right way to do things with his footwork, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's if you're an offensive lineman, that's a continuous thing. So you have to work on it year out, year in, year out. He just had more room to grow, so and he's done well with that.
A couple more guys. What as far as generally with your philosophy? And getting young guys in, especially like rookies at the wide receiver position, especially, what do they have to do to prove that they can play? And is it a tougher step for a rookie to do it than others?
Yeah, normally it is. I've been lucky enough to have some young guys that came in as rookies and played for us in a big role. But I tell you, generally it takes a wide receiver a year or two to three to learn. But
kind of in that same thing. You have had some young receivers come and contribute earlier than others.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a common trait that those guys that contribute early tend to have in your system?
Yeah, well, normally they came from passing offenses. That's one. I would tell you they're smart guys. However they're perceived to people, they're smart football players. They pick things up easily. We ask our receivers to be in a million different positions, and so you better be able to get it spit out quickly from the time the quarterback gives it to you. You better be able to line up right.
And I actually have trying to get an idea of where Chris is. You know, he talks to us. He's one of the more talkative guys that we get. He seems like he's got a pretty good
Chris
capacity.
Conley?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty good capacity. Where is he able to understand the play?
Yeah, he's getting better every day. He's getting better at big, strong, fast, and smart. Those are good characteristics to have.
Last one.
last one, Adam.
Andy, are you expecting Justin Houston here next week?
I don't know that. You know, I don't know that. I'm probably, you know, he probably won't be. We just move on. I don't really get caught up in all that stuff. Who's ever here, he's not here. We'll put a helmet on you and put you in. All right, have a good weekend, guys.
Now you're talking.